Over the last 2 days, we saw a yesod, or a pair of yesodos, with 8 or perhaps even 9 nafkaminas. Or if you want to be technical, 9 nafkanmina. 9 ways in which the yesod plays out. The yesod that Rav Zsolti suggests that the takana, original takana of Hanukkah, did not include Ner Hanukkah. The original takana of Hanukkah was Isser Hesped, Isser Tainis, Hallel and Al Hanisim, Hallel Vehoda. That's why Rav Zsolti suggests, he says, the Baal HaMor seems to say, that's why Asur L'shtamesh La'ora means an absolute Isser Gamur on any use of the Ner Hanukkah whatsoever, even beyond Bizayon Mitzvah that's discussed in Chav Beis and Beis, even Tashra Shal Kedusha, not just counting money, even Tashra Shal Kedusha is Asur if you hold Asur L'shtamesh La'ora, because it's Zeichel Neis, that's what the Baal HaMor writes. Rav Zsolti says that's what the Ravid is driving at as well when he talks about the Nusach HaBracha, why we say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah rather than Al Hadlakas. Rabbi Shechter added 3 additional nafkaminas. We spoke about the She'iltos, that even after Chanukah is over, Mosar Shemen Shebener remains Aser. Why is oil Aser? It breaks the rule in the Megillah Dav Chavav, the Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrak, and the answer is, and Ner does have Kedusha, if you hold, or it has a replica of Kedusha. The oil in Beis HaMikdash had real Kedusha, so we replicate that by treating our oil in our Ner as Ki'ilu it was, Ki'ilu, a Me'en, of the Shemen Shal Mikdash. And Avnei Nezer requires that all the Ners be in a single Kli, like the menorah, the Beis Yitzchak or Shmuel Shmelkes, requires that you have both psilos and shmanim, like in the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to a Bunsen burner, and as opposed to an electric bulb. So that, and then we suggested several more nafkaminas as well. The Ramban al HaTorah in Baal Oscha talks about the nechama to Aaron being, don't worry, the Nesia may have begun the process of bringing private karbanos, but that's not something that Jews will have in all generations. There will be millennia, and we will not have that. But you have Hadlakas HaMenor, which is going to continue forever because of the Nes of the Chashmonaim, what he appears to be driving at this idea, that the Neres Chanukah Ad HaYom HaZeh are a Hemshech Midrabanan Zeich HaMikdash of the Hadlakas HaMenor in Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned Rashi and Avchav Beis and Beis, who speaks explicitly in the context of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah of a Kida Ashkan B'Menorah, explicitly, that there are aspects of Ner Chanukah that are patterned after the Hadlakas Menorah Beis HaMikdash. And finally, I did not suggest this yesterday, but the whole idea of Kavsa Zakukla, of Kavsa Ein Zakukla, the whole idea that there's a Machlokas Amoraim, there are Amoraim who say, as long as you light it, you're done, even if it doesn't stay lit. And he spoke about yesterday. Oh, sounds like a lomdash of machlokes, whether it's a chovas maisa or chovas totsah. Is a chiyuv to do a maisa adlaka, a sort of maisa adlaka that will most likely lead to being lit, or does it actually have to be lit? But it's a strange thing, if you think about it. Why is there a chakira? Why is there a suffix? Pirsume nisa. If the mitzvah pirsume nisa, so what does it help that you did a maisa adlaka? If it's about pirsume nisa, it's all about impact. If I put up the advertisement, but it came down, I put up the billboard, but it came down, I've done nothing. What's the hava mina that comes in zakukla? What's the hava? It's a chovas maisa. Of course it's a chovas totsa. It's pirsume nisa. The answer, l'chora, lies in this chakira. L'chora. That pirsume nisa is all about totsa. Pirsume nisa is all about having it lit and people being able to see it. But it one could argue that if you're looking at Hadlakas HaMenorah Beis HaMikdash, then Yesh La'ayin, would I be Yotze if I lit and it didn't, it went out in the middle of the night. So perhaps that as well. So 8 nafkaminas. And then that brought us back to the Rashi and Chaf Aleph, that the Braisa doesn't mention anything about Hadlakas Ner Chanukah yet, because historically, it was not yet there. It was only Niskan a couple of centuries later, La'achar HaChorban. So that's the approach that we've been developing. The problem, Rabosai, is this Rambam. The problem, as we began to talk about yesterday, as you saw this morning, the problem is is the Rambam says explicitly. In Peri, he begins Hilchos Chanukah in Peri Gimel. He has a four. Rambam never has a section less than two prakim, less than three prakim. Excuse me. Whenever there's a two perek or one perek topic, it gets combined with something else. He has a couple of combination topics. He has tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah. He has shofar, sukkah, lulav, and here Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. He has two prakim about each for a total of four prakim. So Hilchos Chanukah begins Peri Gimel. It begins by telling the story. Kishamochu Yavan, during the Bayisheni, they came into the Heichal, Pashtu Yadam, they came into the Heichal, they were at the time of the Taharis, etc., etc., etc. And the end of Alach Alfi gives you the, he speaks of the Yeshua, that there was, that the Malchus Beis Chashmai won the Neis HaMilchama. Chazra Malchus Yisrael, Yisrael Masayim, Shana Adachur Ben Hashani. This was the beginning of the Second Commonwealth. The first segment of the Bayesheni period, we were not a free people in our own land. We were first part of the Persian Empire, then part of the Greek Empire. It was only at the time of the Chashmonaim that we attained sovereignty in our land. It was the second Commonwealth, the second time that Klal Yisrael were sovereign in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, leading up to and during the Bayes Rishon period, that was the first Commonwealth. The second Commonwealth begins in the middle of the Bayesheni period, after the miraculous Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim against the Yevanim. Something that disappeared, that sovereignty disappeared before, when the Romans began to take over, even before the Churban Bayesheni, and we did not resume sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael until 1948. And then, Halacha Beis, he goes on to speak about the Neis HaShemen. They came in, the Muhammad was completed by Chaf Hei Kislev, and that lends strength to that approach to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, that the first day of Hanukkah, that Chaf Hei, is a celebration of Neis Muhammad. They come in, they only find the Shemen, one pach of the Shemen Tar, and they have the Neis, Hidliku Benu Neiros HaMa'aracha Shmoni Yamim. And then Halacha Gimel, so Halacha Aleph is about the Tzara and the Neis HaMilchama. Halacha Beis is about the Neis HaShemen. Halacha Gimel is about the Takana of Chanukah. Mepnei zeh eskinu chacham shabu sa'adar, shmo nos ha'yam ha'elu, shetchilasta me'leal chamisha asa b'kislev, yimei simcha, v'halel, umadlikim v'aneres, v'erev ha'pizchi abatim. Laharos u'lagalos ha'neis. Wow. So b'feirish, that Ner Chanukah was part of the original Takana. You cannot say, according to the Rambam, that the reason why the Brisa of my Chanukah leaves out Hadlakas HaNeiros because it wasn't Niskan yet. It was. Rambam says explicitly that it was. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And not only, by the way, does the Rambam write explicitly that the Takana of Ner Chanukah goes back to the original Takana of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, but it's worth noting that the Rambam Lishitaso disputes explicitly a number of the Nafkamina that we spoke about. The Rambam clearly doesn't hold that Zeichel HaMikdash, because he holds there Masakat Ner Chanukah immediately during the days of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Rambam disagrees both with the Baal Hamor and appears to disagree with the She'iltos as well. Let's take a look. Halacha Vav. It's subtle but clear. Rabbo said, look at this. Halacha Vav, he quotes the opening sugya on Chafal Famanav. Kol ha-shmanim v'chol ha-psilas k'sheiros l'ner chanukah af b'shein ha-shmanim nimshachim achar ha-psila. E'an ha-ar nisleis yaf ba'os ha-psilim. All those shmanim and psilas that you may not use for Ner Shabbos, you can, Rambam Paskins, you can use them for Ner Chanukah. Afilu b'leilei Shabbos shepesochim e'chanukah mutal ha-hadlik ha-shmanim ha-psilas she'as la-hadlik b'nei Ner Shabbos. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, that's mutter. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. What does that mean? Rabbo said, what does that mean? He's passing like the third Shita. The third Shita in the Gemara. Rav. He says, Lefisha Asr Lehishtamish Lener Chanukah. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. Because Asr Lehishtamish Le'ora, says the Rambam. Oh, Okay, but watch how he says it. The afilu livdok mos olim nosan leora aser. Notice that there's one surprising word there. What's the one surprising word in the Rambam? And the one turnaround word in the Rambam? The afilu. Very good. The Baal HaMor had said, let's appreciate that one word. The Baal HaMor had said that to say that you're not allowed to count money, l'or haner, the sugyon daf chav beis, that's a lower level. You're only not allowed to count money, because counting money, Baal HaMor said, that's really bad. Nothing wrong with counting money, but it's more chamer to count money, l'or haner, because it's a tash mishchol. So the Baal HaMor had said that the Shita, Rav Asi, and Chav Beis says it's only counting money that you're not allowed to do. But to eat a sudas mitzvah would be mutter. The Rambam says it's fakert. Also, l'shtamash l'ora, and even counting money. It's the biggest chiddush. According to Baal HaMor, it's less of a chiddush. You're not allowed to count money l'ora. It's a bizayim mitzvah. The chiddush is not allowed to even do a tash v'sham mitzvah. The Rambam turns the back upside down. The opposite of Baal HaMor. He says, also, l'shtamash l'ora, but I would have thought counting money would be mutter. Kamashman, even counting money is aser. Well, why? That's what he says. Afilu to count money. Why is it more of a chiddush? Why would I have thought that counting money should be more mutter? Presumably because, as others say more explicitly, because it's a little nothing. To eat a whole suit of lara, no, that's a major hishtamshus. But just to quickly take a look, see if I have two bills or three, to check if this coin is a quarter or a dime. That's a tashmish kal. That's a very slight use of the lights. I would have thought that maybe that's mutter. Kamasha, no, even. Not only also yishtamash or dav chaf aleph, but even limanosan on dav chaf lahartzos mos, even that's aser. So he's clearly disagreeing with the Baal HaMor, who, as we saw, was the source of the idea of zeichonei. So Rambam, not surprisingly, reads the Gemara the opposite of Baal HaMor, because he doesn't believe that's Zecher LeMikdash. He thinks this is part of the original Takana. It's worth noting also that the Rambam appears to disagree, and the Rif certainly disagrees with the She'iltos. The She'iltos, you remember, had said that, well, the Rosh had quoted the She'iltos, that you're not allowed to even use the oil after Chanukah is over. And he said, why? It's against the Gemara Megillah, Tashmisha Mitzvah Nizrak. And he said, oh, it must be, the Rosh Hashanah has suggested, it must be, the Shiltas holds like the Baal HaMor, that says, Eichel HaMikdash HaMeili have these added dinim. Baal HaMor says, Asla Shtamash La'ora on Chanukah at all, Isser Gamor. Shiltas says, even after Chanukah is over, the Shemen remains Aser. But take a look at the Rif. When he quotes the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Tes, Daf Tes Amar Alf, Bedap Erif. He quotes the Hemshach Gemara Chafal from Beis. There's a Shir Zman. There's a Shir Zman for how long you have the until Tichel Regel Mashuk, Ila Adlik Madlik. Until then, you're allowed to light it. If you didn't light at Shkia, you can light anytime up to Kalsa Regel Mashuk. Inami, the Gemara says, Lishi Ura. That's how long it has to burn for. You have to put enough oil in, even if you hold Kafsa and Zaka Club, you have to put enough oil in that it could burn for that long. And then the Rif adds, Adkan Divriya Gemara. Then the Rif adds, Haisa Dolekas Halachas Arashiraze. And let's say Itaka burned all the way until Kala Regel Mashuk. Givaldik. Now what? Now what do you do? Now what do you do? So the Rambam says, Halacha hey, Perek Dalacha hey, Nisheres Dolekes, if Itaka burned successfully until after Kalsa Regel Mashuk, Imratza L'chabosa o L'salka osa. You can put it out, you can misalik it. What does that mean, misalik? You mean move it away? Maybe. Look at the source, is probably the Rif. Ha'isa Dolekes V'alekes at Shir Hazeh, V'ratza L'chabosa o L'hishtamesh L'ora HaRishus B'yado. Once you're past Kalsa Regel Mashuk, you can even use it. Mutra L'shtamesh L'ora. That the Shilta says not to even use the oil after Chanukah is over. The Rif says exactly the opposite. Even on Hanukkah, while it's burning, once the Zman HaMitzvah is done, once you're past Kol Teregel Mashuk, there's no longer any foot traffic outside, you can Mutar L'Shtamash L'Ora. Wow. It's the exact opposite of Shiltos. And the Rif, the Rambam perhaps means that as well. Hey, the Rif is certainly clear about that. And by the way, the Rif and Daf Tesna Beis might also, it's hard to know for sure, he might also be saying like the Rambam, that Ner Chanukah is part of the original Takana. So what are we going to do? The Rambam says explicitly Ner Chanukah historically was part of the original Takana. The Div Ner Chanukah began already from the days of the Chashmonaim. It's not a Zeich LeMikdash. Not surprisingly, he therefore doesn't accept the approach of the Baal Hamar and probably not the approach of the Shiltos. But then what do you do with the Gemara? The Braisa. How come the Braisa doesn't mention Ner Chanukah? So the answer is, the coins of Rambam, maybe it actually does. What do I mean? Does Rambam have a different girsa than the Gemara? No. The Braisa says, also has Bivitainas, and Kivam Vasu Salam Yom Tov Bahal Vahoda. Aye, so where is the Braisa mentioned in Chanukah? I want you, Rabbi Osei, to read carefully. Read carefully. Remember I told you yesterday, and we've been saying this again and again. In order to be medayik properly in a Rishon, you got to know the genre. You have to know what type of sefer he's trying to write. With Rambam in particular, you have to know, number one, that whatever he quotes, he's only quoting those things Shar Halacha L'maisa. His goal was to create a compendium of the Torah Shrapeh, to take all the maskanas of the Sifrei Chazal and quote them. So if he's a machlokas asugyah, so only quote the one that we paskin like. But his goal is to quote, and he says explicitly, I will not write a chiddush unless I say Yeira Eli. If I say it seems to me, nearly, then he's writing a chiddush. And I believe is a Shef Leisikor, I think one of the academic by the name of Asaf, who wrote that article, there are 99 times in all of the Mishnah Torah, 99 times that the Rambam writes Yira Eli. That's around once per every 10 prakim. Once per every 10 prakim, he's actually writing a chiddush. Either Rambam is full of chidushim, everyone tells Rambam is chidushim. The answer is, the chidushim lie in how he understood the Gemara, how he understood the Tosefta. But he's not going to make a big deal of it. He's just quoting it the way he understood it. And you have to remember also, that Rambam is trying as much as possible now to quote, but to quote Kitzurasa. So usually you can look at a given halacha in Rambam, or a line of a halacha, and ask yourself, what is he quoting? Is this a quote from a Gemara, from a Yerushalmi, from a Tosefta, from a Medrash Halacha? What's he quoting? He typically, to any given line, is typically a direct quote. I might translate a little bit, might rephrase, but a direct quote from some Maramakam or another. So with that in mind, let's take a look back at the opening three halachas of Hilchas Chanukah. What is he quoting? Remember, the Halacha Aleph, as we saw, Paragim Halacha Aleph, was the Tzara of the Yevanim and the Nes HaMilchama. Halacha Beis, the Nes HaShemen. Halacha Gimel, Mipnei Zeh, Eskino Chamesh Ba'os Adar. That Shmonas Hayamim Eil Shetchilasan Michafei Kislev Yimei Simcha V'Halo Madlikin, etc. What source in Chazal does it sound like? Milchama, Nes HaShemen, the Takana of Chanukah. What are we quoting? What sources of Chazal have you seen? And I'll give you a hint. Notice the Rambam's specific language. Number one, Halacha Beis. Lo Matzu Sheben Torah El Pach Echad. Where did we hear that? In the Braisa. Very good. In the chat, my Chanukah. That's right. And notice the language of Halacha Gimel. Shmonas Hayamim Ha'elu Shetchilasen Mi'lel Chafei Kislev. Where do we hear that? Right in the Braisa of Maichanaka, right? Maicha Tamanaya Yomei Inun. That's the language of the Gemara. 8 days, starting with Chafei Kislev. There Yomei Simcha and Halal. That's what the Braisa says. Yomei Simcha. As we discussed when we first learned that Braisa, that the Simcha of Chanukah that's described in the Brisa of Chanukah is a simcha b'shev v'al taseh. The Brisa doesn't say there anything you're positively mechuyev to do. There's no chiyuv suda. There may be value to suda machlokas rishonim machlokas machab rama, but no chiyuv suda. But there is simcha, mandatory simcha b'shev v'al taseh. As he goes on to quote later on, asurim behesped uvetainis. So that's Yimei Simcha is the Lola Mispeit Behon, Lola Sana Behon from the beginning of the Braisa, of the Maichanaka, and Halal. Okay, now we're moving to the end of the Braisa. What did the Braisa say? Halal and? What did the Braisa say?
Hodah.
Where's the Hodah here? It says Simcha, which is the Lola Mispeit, Lola Sana, Halal, and Ner Chanaka. So where's the Hodah? You know where it is. How did the Rambam translate the word Hodah? Let me take you to a Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah. We'll come back to Halacha Gimel. The very end of Hilchos Chanukah is the third to last. He's already signing off and giving the agadic close, the hashkafic close to Hilchos Chanukah. He often will close a topic with different hashkafa. So now that we learned all the dinim, let's take a step back and now that we looked at all the trees, let's take a step back and I appreciate the forest. Let's appreciate sort of the larger meaningfulness of these dinim. And he'll do that frequently. So here, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the end of Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Beis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chavivi Ad Ma'od. Ner Chanukah is an exceptionally precious mitzvah. That's very unusual, uncharacteristic language of the Rambam. Usually, in the Mishnah Torah, it's usually more cut and dried. It's chaviva, and chaviva ad ma'od, exceptionally precious. Wow. He is, as Nosekein pointed out, according to Gemara. And the Gemara does say that we will often, if we have to prioritize mitzvahs, if you don't have enough money to pay for everything, Ner Chanukah often wins. Why? The Gemara says, Pirsumei Nisa. The Rambam says, Sarach Adam Lihi Zaherba. You have to be very careful with this mitzvah. He says, the larger significance of that din, if I don't have enough money for everything, I prioritize Chanukah. Chanukah is a very, very precious mitzvah. You have to handle it with kid gloves. You have to really appreciate this. Why? So the Gemara says, Pirsumei Nisa. What does the Rambam say? Kedei lohodia hanes, to let everyone know about the nes. Okay, that's a Hebrew for Pirsumei Nisa. But he keeps going. Ula hosif b'shevach hakel v'hodaya lo. And to add to the sense of praise we have for Hashem, and the sense of hodah, thankfulness, thanksgiving, gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gratitude for the nisim that he did for us. Fascinating, Rambam. Where did that come from? Hodah? I thought it's all Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa means let other people know. Everyone needs to know about that. I need to publicize, advertise, educate. I have to notify everyone about this amazing nes. But where does it say anything about thank you? Where did Rambam get it from? And what does it mean? Where did Rambam get hodah from? And what does it mean that Ner Chanukah is hodah? So Rav Jolti points out, well, number one, he says if you look in the Shiltai Giborim, in the back on the Rif, they quote from the Riaz, Ben Yushaya Achron Zal, one of the Italian Rishonim. And he says, the way he quotes it is, Lashana Acheres, Kivalm Vasom Yamim Tovim. He said, 8 days, Shimona Yam Mishagor Ben Asahal, 8 days when you say Ha'al Shalem, Umodim Al Hanes Behad Lakas Haneros. And you express gratitude for the Nes, Hodah for the Nes, through Hadlakas Neros. And that gets you thinking that if you look back at this Rambam, Rav Jolti points out, the Rambam said, he clearly coined the Brisa of Maichanukah. Right? That's how we started. You have to look at a Rambam with eyes open to what source in Chazal is he coined. Clearly he's coined the Brisa of Maichanukah. And particularly Halachas Beis and Gimel. And he says, we saw in the Maichanukah, Isser Hesped, Isser Tainus, Halal, Hodah. And the Rambam says, Simcha, which is Isser Hesped, Isser Tainus, Halal, and Ner Chanukah. In other words, the Rambam also seems to have translated the word Hodah not as Rashi did, that Hodah means Al HaNisim. No! The word Hodah is a nickname for Ner Chanukah, according to the Rambam. Where does Ner Chanukah appear in the Braisa? How could it be that the Braisa doesn't mention Ner Chanukah? So the Rambam, it does. But they were poetic about it. They said Hodah. Because that was their, not that Hodah was their name for Modim, that's true also, but here Hodah is their name, according to Rambam, for Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah, apparently, that's why the Rambam of Chaim Freelander and Sifsei Chaim speaks about this in several of his Ma'amarim on Chanukah, that closing Rambam we saw before in Perek Dal Lachiyud Beis, that the achievement of Ner Chanukah is not only pursuing Nisa, to let people know the information that a Nase once had, once upon a time, 2,500 years ago, whatever, 2,200 years ago, there was a Nase of Chanukah, not only to teach people about the past, but to inspire us for the present and the future. That knowledge of the Nase of Chanukah is meant to awaken within us a sense of gratitude. That's the what the Rambam is teaching us is a profound idea in our avoda. Pursue Nisa. Okay, we remember what happened over 2,000 years ago. And then what? It can't just be, remember what happened in the history. Remember what happened in Jewish history. That's step one, is remembering that data. But step two has to be the reaction. What's your reaction? Your reaction has to be, as Rambam says, if you're Yodea es Hanes, and there's a connection between your brain and your heart, so then Yedias Hanes ought to lead to a sense of closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Like you find out that someone took care of you. Find out that a person took care of you. You're feeling down in the dumps, you find that someone had your back, and you walk into your bunk in camp and someone trashed your bed. That's a yucky feeling. Right? All your stuff is dumped and everything is messy, and like it's like, ugh. If you know anyone to whom that's happened, it's like you're just feeling like down the dumps. You can't even deal with it. And you walk outside, and you come back to the bunk an hour later, and everything is back in place. Right? And all your clothes have been refolded and back in the cubby, and stuff is cleaned up, and your bed, your cubby look amazing. And you're like, wow, I feel great. That's amazing. Someone cares about me. Someone cares about me. Right? You want to find that guy and like thank him and give him a hug. Obviously not during Tkufas Corona. So thank him verbally in that case. Wow, thank you so much. Yedias HaYeshua has to also lead to an emotional reaction. It's not just, once upon a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for us. That, and let's take it a step further. If once upon a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for us, it means, as we discussed last week with the Maharal, that's an indication HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us even when we don't always notice him. It's a reminder that we should look more carefully in our everyday lives to know it's through Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the Rambam says. And once Chaim Freelander points it out, that is directly what the Rambam is saying in Perek Dal Lachiyud Beis. Lahodia Hanes is meant to lead to a reaction. Step two. Lahos v'shevach hakel v'hodayelo. Where did the Rambam get that from? Misvara. But this Dvar Musar is not only Misvara. The Rambam drew this Dvar Musar from a word, a single word of Chazal, on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Because Rambam said, look, Rashi looked at the Brice and said, Chazal talking, Hodah means Al Anisim. The Rambam looked at the Brice and said, look, Hodah must mean Ner Chanukah. Wow, why is Ner Chanukah called Hodah? Apparently because Yediyas Hanes, Pirsum Hanes, is meant to inspire that type of Hodah. And that appears to be the approach of the Rambam. It's fascinating. And by the way, Rav Zsolti goes on to point out that that's why the Rambam does not see Al Hanisim as a core din of Hilchas Chanukah. Al Hanisim is a technical din of Hilchas Tefillah. That's where the Rambam discusses Al Hanisim, not in Hilchas Chanukah. He discusses it in Hilchas Tefillah. Because it's a din of Hilchas Tefillah. It's not, doesn't appear in this Brisa. the din of Saint Al-Nisim in Shmon Esrei, the same way the din of Saint Al-Viyav or Shchodesh. There's a general rule in Shmon Esrei, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that you have to mention not only the general Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to mention the things that are specific to the day.
Hazkaras me'ein ha'ma'ora. But it's not a kiyum in Hilchas Chanukah. It's a kiyum in Hilchas Tefillah. It's a detail in Hilchas Tefillah. As a matter of fact, I mentioned before that the Rambam has two prakim of Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah are together four prakim, but Aleph and Beis are Hilchas Megillah, Halachas of Purim, and Gimel and Dal, Halachas of Chanukah. Two prakim. What are the two prakim about? So Perek Gimel is about Halal. From Halacha Dalet and on. Here you have in front of you the first three Halachas of Perek Gimel. But that's the background. But going from Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet and on, the rest of the Perek is all about saying Halal. Perek Dalet, as you see from the selections we saw, is all about Ner Chanukah. A Perek for Halal and a Perek for Ner Chanukah. That's Rambam L'shitaso. He says, yeah, that's what the Braisa said. The two major takanin, the two, you can't call them mitzvahs because they're drabanan, but the two mitzvahs midrabanan of Chanukah are Halal v'Halda, which according to the Rambam is Halal and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So Perek Gimel is about Halal, and Perek Dalet is about Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's consistent. The Rambam is elegant. Everything, once you realize that the Rambam translated the word Hodah in this context as Ner Chanukah, everything fits in wonderfully. We said before, he clearly rejects the Baal HaMor's reading of Asla Lishtamish La'orah versus Asla Arutzes Ma'os Arner, of course! Because he didn't think that Zecher LeMikdash played any role. He perhaps, the Rif certainly, rejects the She'iltos, that the Moshe Shemin Shebener, it's a unique chavur. Yeah, because Rambam says it's nothing to do with Zecher LeMikdash. This was part of the original Takana. That's exactly what the Braisa did say. Hodah is Ner Chanukah. And so what emerges, Rabbi Osei, if you could now bring everything together, I told you we'd be at the intersection of Lamdas, Halacha, Hashkafa, and History. L and three H's, for those who like alliteration. So let's appreciate what we have here. We have what appears to be a historical machlokas rishonim. How old is the takana of Ner Chanukah? Is the takana of Ner Chanukah 2,000 years old or 2,200 years old? Does it go back only to the post-Churban? Or does it go back to the original time? The Yom Tov of Chanukah goes back to the days of Chashmiram, the Chuli Alma. But the specifically a Hadlakas Neiris, machlokas how old it is. And we got involved in the lumdus and the halacha, many nafkaminas, and apparently many of them appear to be mutlum machlokas, based on this historical question. Was Ner Chanukah Niskan purely because of Persume Nisa, or was Ner Chanukah Niskan as a due to a combination of two factors, Persume Nisa plus Zecher LeMikdash, as we mentioned the other day. That the Gemara Megillah discusses, when they wanted to misaken Purim, there was a concern of Baal Tosef, more so than with Gzeiras Drabanan. So perhaps here as well, there's more of a concern about you're going to misaken and create a new mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, that perhaps also is an increased concern of Baal Tosef, and that might explain why Persume Nisa alone, according to Rashi, Visi also, was not sufficient to warrant the Takana of Ner Chanukah. They had to wait until they had, after the Churban Bayis, they had a combination of factors, both Persume Nisa and Zecher LeMikdash. And in terms of Hashkafa, finally, so two powerful perspectives. And each one, I think, gives us a lot to hold on to in terms of the hashkafic, the machshava content of Ner Chanukah. What's the avoda of Ner Chanukah? For Rashi in the Baal HaMor has shiltos v'siyasam. So Ner Chanukah has an element of Zecher LeMikdash. That's as he mentioned the Gemara beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. Tzion hi doresh eimla. The Navi complains, who is Dorish Tzion? Michlal the Bayadrish, the Gemara says, we ought to be Dorish Tzion. Based on Mishas, the more in our minds. So according to the Baal HaMor, and we're suggesting Rashi, the Shiltas, and others, Chanukah is a time for enhanced Zecher LeMikdash, for enhanced Drishas Tzion. It's a time, Halakas HaMenorah went on in the Beis HaMikdash every day of the year, but we don't make a Zecher to it every day of the year, we only make a Zecher to it on Chanukah. This is supposed to be a time of enhanced thinking about what it was like and what it would be like to live with the Beis HaMikdash. During the 3 weeks, we have to Tisha, we think about that in a somber way. And now the chance to think about that in a joyous way, not Zeichel L'Churban, but Zeichel L'Mikdash, to try to imagine what it would be like in Mitzvah Hashem. It will happen, and we hope soon, to live with greater intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Beis HaMikdash, to spend time over the course of Hanukkah, the remaining days of Hanukkah, to try to imagine, to picture what it would be like to be able to walk into Beis HaMikdash. See, Kohanim Ba'avodasam, Levim, Beduchanim, what would that be like? That's one of the hidden themes of Hanukkah, according to Rashi and the Baal HaMor. Zeichel L'Mikdash, an enhanced sense of connectedness, certain potential for connectedness to Mikdash. And for the Rambam, and perhaps the Rif, so it's this idea of Hodah, which is so powerful, to think about specifically, Hanukkah is certainly Yomtif of Thanksgiving. It is a Yomtif of gratitude. And as we discussed last week with Maral, we're meant to Zebana Avlachal Makam. To notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Nisan of Hanukkah is an opportunity to then be more attuned to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And Bechlal, this notion that when you see something, when you see something, say something. When you see something, feel something. So you see a fact that over 2,000 years ago is the Nisan of Hanukkah, Gevaldik, what are you going to do with that? That Rambam in Perek Dal Achid Beis. If you modia the neis, it ought to bring you to a reaction. That's very, very powerful. And that's b'chad. That's true in terms of the reactions of Hodah when we see Chastei Hashem. And it's true in terms of lots of things. Positively and negatively, all sorts of things. You come across ideas. You come across facts. So there should be a reaction. Now, I don't just mean an instinctive, superficial reaction. But if I come across ideas, so I need to process them and say, okay, what does this do for me? Well, what does this tell me? They say a Maisa with one of the Rebbes. I think they quote this in the Torah Kval, Mayana Shel Torah. They say Maisa with one of the Rebbes that he was once walking. It was this season of the year, but in Poland it got a lot colder, a lot snowier, a lot more quickly. We think this is a big nor'easter because we had a couple inches of snow. So this Rebbe is walking near a river in the middle of the winter, and he sees a Nachri kneeling by the frozen river, etching a cross into the ice. So he's wondering, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to see this? Why would I have to see that? And it occurred to him, so he mulled it over, and it occurred to him, maybe that was a message. Mayim is a metaphor for Torah. Ha'ikol tzame l'chula mayim. And yet, if it's deprived of warmth, you could come to the point where you're etching an avodah zara into the water. The river freezes over. You can even etch an avodah tzelem into the water. So he said maybe that was the message. Maybe that was the message. Rav Shalom was telling me the importance of flowing and continuing to give and continuing to surge forward in your growth, and the importance of warmth, of not freezing over. So that was one particular person's take on one particular event. But it is important, and you have to know how to interpret things, but it is important to ask ourselves, when we come across ideas and learning, when we come across situations in life, to notice and then to think substantively, but how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to respond to this? To not just let things pass me by. So Chanukah is a time for enhanced connectedness to Mikdash. Chanukah is a time for enhanced awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chanukah is a time to enhance our proactive responses to the ideas that we come across in life. Chevra, thank you so, so much.